They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody please send her home to me.
Sunny Blue Bland on Faces of Success Evening. Hope everybody's having a good time tuning in. Hope the blues is flowing in your love, in your house, and in not in your bedroom. So we're going to play one of my hits that I love to play by my main man. One scotch, one bourbon. My main man on the Stormy Monday Blues Show.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Oh, they hate this one, you know. Yeah, I want another drink. drinking up. Well, now, girl, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen the girl, she not a fool ass. I wanna get drunk, get her on my mind. One girl, one sky, one bill. Sit there, drinking, get stoned, yeah, yeah. After a while, go down the bar, at the bartender. I say, hey, what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Scotch and one beer on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. Yes, we're going to be having a special guest this evening. Her name is Fatty, African songstress, exclusive interview to the American music industry and the general public, known for her distinctive vocal styling. The exotic beauty recently released a debut album, Love, produced by Guyanian based Many Music Records. In December 2018, the album title single, Love, immediately soared to the top of the music charts in Guyana, where she currently resides, and became popular in the nightclubs across Guyana's capital, Accra, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm sure she'll let me know. Known as the new face of Afro pop. All right, Fatty hails from a family who are no strangers to the music industry. Among her relatives, an acclaimed jazz vocalist and songwriter, Cinbella, the Bronze Villa Diva. Fatty's great-grandmother was also a celebrated jazz singer and songwriter in the 1940s. Her grandmother's enjoyed success as a published writer in Africa. Congratulations. During a listening session to introduce her new single, Fatty said, "I can't wait to introduce my music to people across Africa around the world." The debut album is truly a labor of love, hence its title, and I want to share it with everyone, everywhere. Angela A. Ellerby, president of Double Exposure Media Relations, said, "Fatty, one of the most exciting young artists in music today. We are excited to introduce her to the American pop public, and I'm glad to be a part of that. And I have no doubt that her music, beauty, and personal style will create a sensation here in the United States, as it has across the African continent in no time at all." Boy, what an accolade. And I really commend Miss Fatty. And we're going to bring her in. We're going to have her in 1 second. We're going to play another tune here. And you can call in at 323-642-1569. That's 323-642-1569. and talk to the special guest, Miss Fatty, African songstress. This is going to be very interesting. And this is for all you old school blues people out there down in Natchez, Mississippi. Yeah.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool that falls in love with you and expects you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Look at the people. You make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool.
Bobby Blue Bland, my father, the Lion of the Blues. I Pity the Fool, one of my favorites back in the day. So, you know, you're tuned into the Stormy Monday Blues Show, and you can call in at 323-642-1569. Talk to the special guest, Fatih, African songstress from Ghana. She's a man, this is going to be a good interview. So get your popcorn, get you some beer, some wine, whatever you like, your drinks. And listen, I'm going to play some more blues. And we're going to bring her in a little while. I want some more people to log on. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune into the Stormy Money Blues Show, because we're doing it, baby. Thank you. Tuned into the Stormy Monday Blues show here at Faces of Success Radio. You can call in at 323-642-1569. You were just listening to Mr. Fillmore Slim. We'll be performing in California at Sacramento on April 28th. And this is one of my favorites. And this song was released by Mr. Johnny Guitar Watson. It's never been really released, but it's one of my favorites. And then we're going to have the special guest come in after this song. Her name is Fatih, the American music industry and the general public, known by the distinctive vocal styling. The exotic beauty recently released her debut album, Love, produced by Guyanan-based Many Music Records in December 2018. The album titled single, Love, immediately soared to the top of the music charts in Guyana, where she currently resides, and became popular in the new clubs across Ghana. So stay tuned, call in 323-642-1569 and talk to this very interesting lady from across the world. So we're going to play this one, then we're going to bring her in. And this is called The Dream of Dr. King. Johnny Guitar Watson, one of the kings of the blues that we have on the Stormy Money Blues Show every week. I make sure and play all the greats, the latest, the greatest, and the ones that have gone to blues heaven. This is the Stormy Money Blues Show. You can call in at 323-642-1569, or you can just log on at www.facesofsuccessradio. Go to the website. Go to Google Play. I mean, go to the Play Store and order the app at Google Play. And make sure and go to the website and click on the sponsor button, because we could always use some help. We are a syndicated radio show, black owned, black ran, and we keep it going on because we got the music flowing. And we're going to bring the fatty African songstress. So how are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So tell the people who you are, where you're from, what you're doing, run it down from the top to the bottom.
Okay, well, this is Fati, capital F-A-T, lowercase I, because I'm short, sweet, and petite. I was born in Liberia. I took my first few steps in Cote d'Ivoire when I was 2, 3. My family relocated back to the U.S. Right now, I'm currently in New Jersey doing a media tour promoting my new EP, Give Me More, and, you know, telling the world right. about Foxy.
Mm-hmm. Man, you sound like a very exciting person that's on the go. As I read your bio, it says you're known by your distinctive vocal styling. So
mm-hmm.
Explain that a little more. You know, if you who was your person that you really, when you just thought about, who did you look up to? Who was somebody that you, like, sang to on the radio that really brought you into being a singer?
Well, when I was younger, my mom played a lot of Rochelle Pharrell, so I really liked Rochelle Pharrell, but I had a thing for Lauryn Hill. I was crazy about Lauryn
oh.
Hill. I still am, but she hasn't released anything new yet. You know what I'm saying? But I have a thing for Lauryn Hill. I love Lauryn Hill.
Yes, me too. Yeah. So growing up in
mm-hmm.
Africa, tell it. How was that? Growing up in Africa, opposed to being in the United States, where we're from. Anybody's new here.
You know what? All I remember is, like, you know, different moments of my life because I was so young. I relocated when I was, like, what, 2-3 years old, so that's why I really don't have an accent. but I actually live there now. So, but Africa is a beautiful country. It's beautiful. It's the food is great. It's awesome. I think everybody should experience Africa at least one time of their life. It feels like home. Well, it is home.
Right.
My home.
Yeah, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I've been told by one of my mentors, Miss Khalila Ali. She goes to Africa all the time, and she's trying to get me to go. She's like, "Well, you got to come to Africa, so maybe one day I'll get to the motherland." So, your age, Chef,
yeah.
Your age, and how old are you?
Well, let's just say I am young enough, and yet I'm old enough.
Okay, excuse me, I didn't mean it. I was just trying to get the people acquainted with you and your genre of music. What category would you put your music in?
Oh, it looks like she was disconnected. Hold on, let me get it back again.
Okay.
All right. And this is live radio.
On the Faces of Success Radio, the Stormy Money Blues Show, you're tuned in to Fatty, the African songstress. She's having a little technical difficulty. She's way across the world, and so we're going to stay tuned. And maybe we'll just play a song until she gets back connected. You know, I want people to call in at 323-642-1569 and get acquainted with this new talent coming to America. Okay, we're going to play something from Jimmy Mays.
I kept apart. Both of them had half of my heart. The wife came first like it was supposed to be. Then came that woman and she swore me. Business to the club was hard to break. Going too often was my mistake.
That woman, that woman, that woman and my wife. That woman, that woman, that woman and my wife. That woman, that woman, that woman and my wife. They got together and for my life.
Every weekend, always the same. Wife got the paycheck, I did my thing. Had a family, house and a car. But I couldn't stop going down to the bar. Wife fell out, the women did too. The boys got together and now I'm through.
That woman, that woman, that woman and my wife. That woman, that woman, that woman and my wife. That woman, that woman, that woman and my wife. They got together and stole my life.
We'll be right back. and a woman I kept apart. Both but still had half of my heart. The wife came first like was supposed to be. Then came that woman and she swore me.
The amazing Mr. Jimmy Mays. I don't know if you guys know Jimmy Mays. He discovered Jimi Hendrix. He was the drummer for Jimi Hendrix for many years, many tours, many days, many clubs. So we're tuned in to Stormy Muddy Blue Show with Fatty.
Hey.
And known to the new face of Afro pop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, she's here from a family with no strangers to the music industry. So great grandmother. Let's talk about Big Mama. Big Mama was also a celebrated jazz singer in Africa. Was that?
Mm-hmm. Well, my great grandmother, she wrote for a lot of artists like Stevie Wonder. She wrote for a lot. I can't remember a lot of the artists' names, but she wrote for a lot of the artists. But my aunt, she
that was
she,
enough.
She's
that was enough right there. Just. Stevie Wonder was enough. You know? And her name was it Cinnabella?
Cinnabella, yes. And my aunt,
that was her name, right?
My aunt, which is Cinnabella as well, she's the Bronzeville Diva in Chicago. So I have a lot of musicians, a lot of singers, a lot of talented people in my family. So I got
that made you yeah, that evolved you into who you are and being, as it says, in session to introduce our hit new single, Fatty said, I can't wait to introduce my music to the people across Africa and around the world. So in that quest, has it been, it's getting out there and we're helping it, Faces of Success, but do you feel that you're really reaching the people with via social network?
Absolutely. In Africa right now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with these stations or not, but my videos are being played on Chase TV, Chase Urban, Canal. I'm also on like a lot of the radio stations out there. My next single that's out already on to purchase. But the video's coming out soon. That's actually number 6, I think, on this DJ website. I've got the name of it. And L-O-V-E Love is number 14 on the site.
Yes, I want to tell the people that we have a little technical difficulties with our programming, and we will do a redo. And also, your music will be in rotation. So you can go to Faces of Success Radio and listen to Love from the lady. It will be in rotation. We can't play it for you at this present moment, but we have a lot to talk about and things to do. We need to get down to what is going on with you in the next month to come. What do you see? Is there any shows, any showcases? Where are you at? What are you doing?
Well, right now I'm on a media tour on the East Coast. So I'm in New Jersey. I was just in Philly. Tomorrow I'll be in D.C. Next day I'll be in New York, back in Jersey. And then after that I'm heading to Chicago. From Chicago I'm going back to Africa. I'll be in Africa doing more interviews there in Abidjan. And after that I'll be heading to South Africa to perform on stage with Kool & Nate.
Great. That sounds real fun.
Mm-hmm.
And on the social network, how can people find you on Facebook and on Instagram?
Well, if you want to put a face to this beautiful voice, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Fatih Official, and look at my my new video, L-O-V-E Love. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can follow me on my social media outlets, which is at Love the Real Fatih on Facebook and Instagram, at Love the Real Fatih. On Twitter is Official Fatih 1.
Okay, let's run that back again. Let's be a little more clear. The Facebook connection is what?
The Facebook and Instagram is at Love the Real Fati, F-A-T-I, Fati.
Okay.
And
okay.
Twitter.
You guys got that?
Twitter is Fati Official. Oh, wait, what is my? Fati Official 1. And
that's F-A-T-I.
F-A-T-I. Twitter is Official Fati1, and YouTube is Fati Official. It was a lot of Fatis out there. I had to make it work. It's a lot of Fatis out there, yeah.
Well, you know, you're rich on personality, and you have a distinctive flair about yourself, so I know you'll stand out above the rest. But and it says also, let me elaborate on Angelo A. Ellerby, president of Double Exposure Media Relations, said Fatih is one of the most exciting young artists of music today. That is a great accolade, you know, for Mr. Ellerby to say that, and commend you on that. And it says we are so excited to introduce her to the American public. So how long have you been in America? I mean, this introduction, when did it start?
I just came from, I've only been here for a few weeks because I have to come. I flew in from Abidjan to shoot my next video, Queen. I did that in Miami. I literally just got here. So I haven't been here long, and I'll be heading back very next month.
So what are some of the collaborations that you've come encounter with artists in America? Can you is there any collaborations you've done with anybody?
You know what? I don't have any collaborations yet, but I will. I am open to work with anybody that share the same interests that I do, that has the same chemistry, is willing to work, is passionate about their music. And to me, I really can't say I want to work with this person. It's really about chemistry. Because I can work with, I don't know, Missy, and we probably can't connect, you know, in the studio. So to me, it's about chemistry.
And chemistry is great, and it's very important. What would you say is your genre? Is it what genre do you connect?
It's Afro pop. It's Afro pop.
Afro pop.
Yeah.
Afro
pop. Mm-hmm.
So
Afro pop. So Afro pop is like it's. Mhm.
Go ahead. No, you said that.
Oh, I said. Oh, Afro pop is like it's like gumbo. You know, it's like folk, pop music, traditional African music, Afro beats, all mixed into one.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting mix. Yes, for the people that's tuning in, we have Fatih the African Songstress exclusive interview. And if you want to call in and talk to her, it's 323-642-1569. We had a caller in the queue. Let me see if he's still here. He was very anxious.
Hello?
Is the caller still in the – hey, my brother, you got Miss Fatih on the line. She's Miss Fatih, excuse me.
Fatih, hey.
No, she ain't there for real. She there for real?
I'm here. It's me.
Hey,
hey,
what's
how you
up?
Doing?
How you doing? This is Charles. I'm from St. Louis. How you doing?
I'm good, Charles. How you feeling?
I'm cool. I know you probably ain't gonna remember because you know a lot of people. You know, I'm sure you know a lot of people. But I met you in Chicago last summer. I was out there on a family vacation, and I caught one of your shows. And you gave me a hug after the show. You gave me a kiss on the cheek and an autograph. And I know it sounds crazy, but I ain't washed this cheek since. I promise. I promise.
I gave you a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, you gave me a kiss on the cheek. And then you just told me, I asked you what kind of, because I told you I was trying to write some songs and what kind of advice you had. And you just told me to stay focused on your dreams and stay humble and always look out for the people around you. And I never forgot that. And I really appreciated that. And I mean, this is awesome to get the chance to, really talk to you again. And I really enjoy your music. I really love the video and you doing your thing. And
thank you.
It's exciting for, somebody that also does music to have you in the fold now as far as in the music industry. And people need to know that, I mean, you're very talented, you're a very beautiful young lady, you know, just a wonderful personality, and, this is exciting, this is exciting,
man. Hey, man, we appreciate you calling in. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis.
Okay.
My people are from St. Louis, Charles.
For real?
From the Lou, and I'm proud.
Okay. Okay. That's even better. I knew when you gave me that kiss on the cheek.
I knew it. Charles,
You did.
But okay.
You did. You gave me a kiss on the cheek.
I'm glad that you're following your dreams and you're following your dreams. I'm really happy about that. Thank you.
Well, just keep doing your thing. The city of St. Louis is gonna support you, and anybody that's a true music lover and listener, they, once they check your music out, they gonna fall in love.
Thank you.
That's
thank
all
you.
Good.
And
I'm so excited to get to talk to
dreams.
You. I
thank
will.
You. Keep pursuing your dreams, and make sure you check out my new EP, Give Me More. It's out now. It's available on CD Baby.
Okay. Well, one last thing. If you were to give, you gave me some advice, but what about some other, aspiring artists or songwriters out there, or like what little bit of advice could you give them as far as following their dreams or staying on a certain path or whatever? What advice?
Well, I'll say the main thing is keep God first. Surround yourself with like-minded people, people that are going to support you and that are going to root for you and tell you the truth. Practice your craft and never give up. You know, when life can throw you so many curves, but you have to remember what your goal is, what your focus is, and what your purpose is, and just never give up and believe in yourself. Because one day your time will come. Just don't give up.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what you're going to do on the next level. All right,
thank you.
Hey, appreciate you from St. Louis. Make sure and tune in again. Make sure and tune in again, Mr. Rob. Thank you so much for supporting this lady.
All right,
and we have another caller. Excuse me. Oh, so yeah, I really, really want to hear this music. But as we were moving along with your journey here in America, do you think that that the American music is too commercialized? Give us an outlook on the music scene. What do you see in America right now, being somebody that's global as you are, about the industry today? What do you see, and what do you think that could be something to improve the industry?
Well, to me, a lot of people are really sounding alike. You know, I don't think it's a lot of originality that's going on. It's everybody's trying to create the same sound. everybody's trying to create the same sound.
Yeah,
and I think,
you're right.
You know, people just need to be soul searching to dig real deep to create your own sound. You know, be your own icon, you know.
Right.
I think that's what's missing in the industry. And the sounds now, the songs that's out now, it's good as far as today. But 10 years from now, can you still listen to it and say, wow, that's a classic. That's a classic song. You can't.
Right, I agree.
So
hold on one second.
Yeah.
We got somebody in the queue. You know, they want to talk to you.
Okay.
We got Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hello? Well, they must have tuned out. But back to the agenda. And for the people just tuning in, we have Ms. Fatih on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. You can call in at 323-642-1569. We're just talking about the music industry and her exciting career coming from Africa to America. And since you're on the East Coast, Is it real receptive? Are people real receptive to your music on the East Coast, post in Africa? Or what would you say? Is your crowds bigger in Africa because you're from Africa, or what would you say?
Listen, when it's good music, everybody loves it, no matter what part of the country you're from. I'm getting so much love, and I'm so blessed. I believe it's my time, and I'm going to show everybody that I deserve to be here. But honestly, I'm getting so much love, so much great response, and I'm so grateful for it.
Well, can you bless us with a little acapella?
Give me more, give me more. Don't try to hide it. You feel it, don't fight it. Know that you like it. Give me more, give me more. Don't try to hide it. You feel it, don't fight it. L-O-V-E, love. I love you, I love you. I need you, I really do love you, I love you. So give me more. L-O-V-E, love. I love you, I love you. I need you, I really do love you, I love you, so give me more.
Wow. Boy, that's a good sound. That's one of my original, right?
That's L-O-V-E Love. That's my new single. That's okay. That's my new single, L-O-V-E Love, which is out now. It's available on all major downloading streams. You guys can check out the video on YouTube. The official, and so that you can see the beautiful colors and the beautiful video.
Okay, you make sure people can do that. As I said, that song will be in the queue in full rotation on the Stormy Monday Blues Show and the website, as well as other artists, DJs that we have on our network. Okay, can you give the people, like, some more contacts, like websites, any more phone numbers where they can book you? If they need to book you, we need to know where and how.
If you want to book me, my information is on my social media outlets, at Love the Real Fati, or on my YouTube channel, Fati Official. If you guys want to book me and call me out for shows or whatever.
Great.
Album is available
for
now.
It's available on all outlets.
On CD Baby, my song L-O-V-E Love is available on all downloading streams. But my album is available on CD Baby right now. It'll be available on all major downloading streams very soon. But right now, it's available on CD Baby.
Well, you heard it on the Stormy Monday Blues Show, and I'm going to play a song, and we're going to get right back to you with some more of your verbiage, because I know you have some more to say. I'm going to play a song and take a break here, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more from Fati, the African songstress.
in the sky. Come on, look, look, and you'll see me flying by. Why don't you just look, look, and if you do, come on and look, look. I'm flying straight to you. They call me Superman lover. They call me the Superman lover. Yeah, but I'm wrong. Something is wrong with me this evening. There's something wrong with me, yes it is. Oh, rat on with the rat on here.
Mr. Johnny Guitar Watson, Superman of Love. On the Stormy Monday Blues Show, I'm Sonny Blue Bland, and this, the number to call in is 323-642-1569. Every Monday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I will be throwing down the blues, and I'm going to play something from my main man, Uncle Boogaloo. He's the head of the B.B. King Blues Band, and his name is James Bolden, Big Boss Man.
Call. Where you ain't so big.
Boogaloo, a.k.a. Mr. James Bolden, Big Boss Man. Yes, he's been the head of the B.B. King Orchestra for many years. Now we have, so Michael Lee is in the head of the band from The Voice. And they're touring. We'll be doing a CD release party in Memphis, Tennessee on May 10th. And I will be in the house. I'm Sonny Blue Bland on the Stormy Muddy Blues Show. I'm going to bring the special guest, Ms. Fati, American Music Industry, new woman on the scene, pop. Let me let her tell you. And that's pop.
Hello.
Yes. Tell the people exactly what it is. Run it down again, please. It's the gumbo of music. So it has a little bit of country, folk, a little. Is it African music? No, I mean.
What? That's what African pop is. It's a nice. It's a collaboration of a lot of different sounds. But mine is my music. It's feel good music. It will inspire you and make you move. It has like a R&B islandy feel, Caribbean feel, with a lot of soul.
Man.
I did a video for my single, my next single, Queen. Since you don't have it, I can sing a little bit something for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Now, this song is for all of my queens. This song is for all of my queens. I wanted to write a song especially for my queens. I wanted them to feel inspired. I wanted them to believe in themselves. I wanted them to feel motivated to follow their dreams and to shake a little bit as they're pursuing their dreams. So this is Queen. This right here is for all my pretty brown girls out there, from the curve of your hips to your honeysuckle lips. You ready? Let's get saucy. I'ma make ya move a little harder when ya hear a. This part, itty bitty teeny weeny, can you handle itty bitty booty like you never seen it? Yep, I got your spinny spinning, lace that track, and then the beat go, rock that back. Yeah, this is lethal. All my African girls, make your mood change the world. Get the bag and the pearl. Love yourself, make it twirl. All my queens in between. Get your cash, chase your dreams. Let the world hear you sing. If you never heard it before, you rock, 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 you rock. That's a little bit of that. Hello, you still on?
Yes, I like that. I really do. I like that. That was very innovative. And, yeah, I can't wait to hear the music to it. Yeah. And you know, so once again, let's get
now
the people a little more. Run that one back.
That,
you gotta sing love, love a little bit. You gotta sing a little bit more love, though. Because hey, no, let me just say this. You know, to everybody listening, that the world needs more love. You know what I mean? Like I get up every day
love.
Looking. Yes, it does. And you know, on the Stormy Muddy Blues Show, we are rooted in love and the blues and kindness and keeping people grounded to that. If we help one. You know what I mean? One person a day, the world would be a better place. So, you know, I just want you to sing it again. Just some more love.
Okay. Well, before I sing it, I want to say, like, my inspiration behind that song was I wanted to write a song about universal love that any and everybody can listen to. So, let's see. Smiles and butterflies twinkling in your eyes. Can you see me? I'm smiling. I feel so alive. It's deep inside. I feel it every time. I feel it when you're near me. Come get near me. I need it more. Give me more. Give me, give me, give me more. Don't try to hide it. You feel it, don't fight it. Know that you like me. Give me more. Give me, give me, give me more. Don't try to hide it. You feel it, don't fight it. Know that you like me. Oh.
be enough. I love you, I love you. I need you, I really do love you. I love you so any more. L-V-E, love. I love you, I love you. I need you, I really do love you. I love you, so give me more.
Man, that is so inspirational. That is, I love it, I love it.
Yeah, and like I said,
you know
you'll be able to hear that. Go ahead.
You know what, I wrote that song, I was actually on the beach in Assini, and I was actually celebrating the completion of my EP. And as I was sitting, eating and enjoying my family and watching, you know, watching the lagoon, it was like, and you're an artist, so I know you're familiar with this. When you feel like a song is coming, it's like you feel it in your gut. It's
yes.
Like a burning sensation in your, like in your soul. It's like, oh my God, I need to get somewhere with a pen and paper. I need to get to my instrument. I need, you know, and that's how I felt.
Right.
When that song came, and I ran back to my room. I couldn't see the water, but I heard it. And every time I closed my eyes, when I got stuck, I closed my eyes and I just imagined the water, and that helped me to finish the song. It was written in an hour, and I recorded the song on my phone, and I sent it to the engineer, and I ran to my father's room, and I was like, oh, my God, I think I got a hit. And he was like, okay,
yeah,
well, let me hear
it,
you know, and let me hear it. So he heard it, and we went to the studio the next day, and it became my single, L-O-V-E, Love.
Yeah, I really like it, and it's one of those songs that it sticks in your head. Like, I hear L-O-V-E, Love. I hear that right now in my head. You know what I mean? So
listen,
it resonates.
Listen,
it resonates.
And the music,
you know what I mean?
And the music. And yeah, and
right.
The music is just
music,
as beautiful
though,
as the song.
You know, and well, that's the beauty of it. I haven't even heard the music. I've heard your, you know, and it's in my brain. So I know when the music is coming in, it's going to really be the bomb. And, yeah, I really appreciate you being on the show. We're going to bring you back on in full validity of, you know, with the music, and we can play the music. You can talk about, you know, the people on the music, the musicians, and in your production of that music, where can you, like, where'd you do it? Where did you record the song?
Well, I record all of my songs in Africa. I produce all of my music. I write all my music. I recorded 6 songs in 6 days, and on the 7th day, that's when L-O-V-E Love was created. And 2 months later, I wrote Queen, which you heard, and I also wrote a song called No Limits. That's also on my album, Give Me More. So all,
wow.
All the feel, the flavor
in
of my album is basically, yeah, in six days I did. But it took me, I gave myself a year to write, to finish my album, but I did it in 5 months. But within that year, not only did I did it in 5 months, I also, within that year, I finished my EP, and I completed 2 videos.
Well, you're on the move, and it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. And we're going to bring you back on next Monday, and we're going to do some promotion during this week, banners and whatnot. And can you just tell the people once again where they can find you on YouTube?
Okay, you guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Love the Real Fati, F-A-T-I. That's at Love the Real Fati. On Twitter, it's Official Fati One, and on YouTube, it's Fati Official. You can actually go on there right now and look at my video, L-O-V-E, Love, and leave a comment, subscribe, and let me know what you guys think.
Next week, we'll be talking to you, and I hope you have a beautiful evening, and you've been a very joy for the evening.
You kicking me off. I'm done. We finished. I'm
no,
done.
You don't have
you
to be done.
Me
no, you don't have to be done. You have... I didn't want to just, you know, like I said, we're going to have you on the show next. We only have 20 minutes left, and I figure we'll bring you back next week.
You know
week.
What?
But
if you have more to talk about,
please do.
No, I prefer that. What I want you to do, I want you to listen to my music. Actually, I want you to go and listen to all of the songs.
That's your homework when I come back on your show. Listen to all of my songs, and look at the video, and then we can really get into details about it. So
yes,
you have homework.
I'll be ready. I have homework to do, and I'm going in the woodshed for Fatih, and I'm gonna have it all laid out. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Wait a minute, we got a caller. Hold on.
Pleasure.
We got a caller. Hold on.
Okay.
We got a caller.
Okay.
Call
Blues
me.
Man.
Who's speaking?
Blues Man, what's going on, man?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is DJ One Gone.
DJ One Gone.
Hello,
man.
DJ.
Oh, man.
Hey, this lady, we didn't have the music in the queue to play her music, but she's got this song called Love, man. We need to feature her, man, on something. You know, One Gone, let me introduce you. That's Mr. One Gone. He's my business partner. He's a DJ. He's a philanthropist in the community. He takes kids out to fish, and he teaches them how to fish. So it's called Hooked on Fishing, Not Violence. So introduce yourself, Mr. One Gone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm DJ One Gone. Thank you. So my mm-hmm. show is Wise Words with One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio as well. And what we do is we talk about today's issues, today's situations, and a way to heal our community is open up our line and letting them speak out on what they go through, what they need from us. And that's what we do mainly at our show. Another thing I do is the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. And what we do is take our youth out and not only show them how to fish, not only teach them how to fish, but just be there to hear how they're feeling while they're fishing. So we'll vent with them. We'll let them say what they need out of us as mentors. I don't really like to say we're mentors. I just like to say we're life coaches. We coach them into life. A lot of our kids don't even know the bait, and so we open up the line for them
mm-hmm.
to have a dialogue, and that's about it.
Man, that's beautiful,
okay.
man, that you take the time to do that, you know. And this lady, my special guest, she's real special because she's from Africa, you know what I mean, and she's coming to America to expose her music to us, and we're going to have to get her music on your network also. So I'm going to relay your number to, you know, that song Love that she has. You haven't heard it, but I think she can sing a little piece of it for us. One more time.
Okay.
Give me more. Don't try to hide it. You feel it, don't fight it. Know that you like me. Give me more, give me more. Don't try to hide it. You feel it, don't fight it. L-O-V-E, love. I love you, I love you. I need you, I really do love you. I love you, for give me more. L-O-V-E, love. I love you, I love you. I need you, I really do love you. I love you, for give me more.
Right on. I like that. Hey, so Sonny, have her send that track to DJ1Gone@yahoo.com, and we'll get that on tomorrow.
Right. You get that?
You know, we'll put it in rotation.
Yes. Yes. You got it. You know that song. Give her the
mm-hmm.
email.
So the email
One Gone,
is
what?
DJ1Gone.
I wasn't ready.
Okay,
I'll
wait.
Ready.
Let
okay.
you get ready.
Okay, I'm ready now.
DJ ONEGONE@yahoo.com. Send that there, and tomorrow we'll be on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll have that playing in rotation.
Okay, and I'll send you a couple more so you can have the other single in rotation as well.
Send them all.
Like
send them all. Just send them all.
Yeah, send them all. We have a lot of new music that's coming in, so it'll be in rotation with a lot of new music.
Hey, you know, I just have to say, I'm running down. I just have to say that your music reminds me of, I have to say, Guapale. Let me see. There's some other. Oh, Alicia Keys. There's some other artists that you're like blowing them out the water. So keep up what you're doing, and
thank you,
Mr. One Gone, for tuning in and adding to the show, and we appreciate you, man. What you're doing with the kids?
Wait, before you go, can you? I just wanted just to make sure that I have it correct. You said E J O N E T O N E.
No.
DJ.
So DJ as D and dog, J as in joy, O as in ocean,
mm-hmm.
N as in Nancy, E as in Edward,
mm-hmm.
G as in God, O in as in ocean, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward at yahoo.com. DJ One Gone at yahoo.com.
Oh, BB. Yahoo. Okay. I got it. I'll be sending that to you. Okay.
All right. Hey,
I got it.
So,
thank
and
you.
Then
okay,
our call-in number. Okay, well, go ahead. I'll talk to you, Sonny, in a minute. I just called to listen to that a little
right,
blues
family.
From the blues.
Hey, man, I appreciate your support.
Yes,
we're going to keep the blues rolling right along. And we got the function April 14th at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative, the benefit concert, right? Or is that comedy?
Yes, sir.
Comedy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all
yes,
make sure
sir.
To support DJ One Gone on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. Thank you, baby.
Okay.
Yes, so as I said, we're going to have you back, and I really thank you for, you know, the acapellos were priceless. I mean, they're like priceless. They're better than the music. They're, you know what I mean, just the true expression of, you know, your beauty and your grace. And we appreciate your essence as a black woman, and keep up doing what you're doing. And we'll be in touch, and we'll have you on the show next week. A repeat performance.
Now, do you have your email address?
Yes, you'll be sending that to my FOSRshow@gmail. It's just,
okay.
As I said, we had a little technical difficulties.
We'll resend it to you.
Okay, and we're going to have it on deck. And it's probably everything happens for a reason in life. So it was meant for us to do this, to talk and get, you know, just talk. And now what's going to happen is the people are really going to be anticipating to hear this music, L-O-V-E, love, you know? Thank you for calling, okay? You're a sweetheart.
Thank you so
for calling. We'll have you next month. Okay, next week. Next week or
okay.
Monday.
Okay. All righty. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. And so we're going to get back to the blues with Mr. James Bolden with Boogie's Bounce.
can't really explain it. I'm so into you now, I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they ask, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now, cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now, but girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. Don't you think about tan lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned with other men with you now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. Be painted just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
You know I don't get out much, for tuning in to the Stormy Money Blues Show. We'll have another session with Miss Fatih, African Songstress, next Monday, a repeat performance. And thank everybody for tuning in. You can call in at 323-642-1569 and talk to the special guest. And we keep the music going right along. Have a good evening, and thank you for tuning in.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Find my baby. Won't somebody please send her home to me?
Stormy Monday Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blue Bland. See you next Monday. Call in 323-642-6469. 642-1569. Thank you.